poll, most voters reject VP Kamala Harris for 2028 presidential election. By Katherine Hamilton on December 13, 2024. Most Americans, including a majority of Democrats, say the Democrat Party should find another presidential candidate besides Vice President Kamala Harris before the 2028 presidential election, a new Rasmussen Reports poll found. While earlier polling indicated that Democrats still see Harris as their party leader, 57% now say they should run a different candidate in 2028. That sentiment is shared by 66% of Republicans, 60% of unaffiliated voters, and 61% of voters overall, the survey found. However, Democrats, 32%, are just somewhat more likely than Republicans, 19%, or unaffiliated voters, 20%, to think it would be better for Democrats to have Harris as their candidate again in the next presidential election, according to the poll report. When asked about the main reason Harris lost, 45% of overall respondents say it was because the Democratic Party was out of touch with the concerns of most Americans. 21% said she lost because the Biden administration is unpopular. And 18% said Harris was a bad candidate. By political affiliation, 40% of Democrats said Harris lost because the party is out of touch with the concerns of most Americans, as did 50% of GOP voters and 47% of unaffiliated voters. After Harris's loss to now-president-elect Donald Trump, a few polls have released floating Harris for president in 2028 or pitching her as a California gubernatorial candidate in 2026. Polling from Echelon Insights in November showed Harris leading her closest potential 2028 Democrat presidential contender by 33 points. Harris led the field at 41%, followed by California Governor Gavin Newsom at 8%, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro at 7%, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg at 6%, and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz at 6%. However, 59% of poll respondents said they would prefer someone else. Another poll conducted before the election and released after Harris's loss floated her as a potential candidate for California governor. Current Governor Gavin Newsom, D, cannot seek re-election because of term limits. The poll, which was co-sponsored by the left-leaning Los Angeles Times and the UC Berkeley Institute of Governmental Studies, shows Harris may benefit from some name recognition in a potentially crowded field. Out of overall California voters, 33% said they are very likely to support her, and 13% said they are somewhat likely. 36% said they are not at all likely to support her, while 6% said they are not too likely, and 12% were undecided. Democrats are unsurprisingly more supportive than Republicans of Harris running for governor. Over half, 54%, of Democrats said they are very likely to support her, and 18% said they are somewhat likely, while a whopping 84% of Republicans overwhelmingly rejected her potential candidacy. There are nearly twice as many registered Democrats in the state as there are Republicans, state data shows. The Rasmussen Report survey was conducted with 1,291 likely voters on December 1 to 3, 2024. The margin of sampling error is plus or minus 3 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence.